USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A rocket attack struck near the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. The attack did not injure any personnel, and the coalition remains committed to supporting the government of Iraq to defeat ISIS, according to Colonel Miles Kagans, a spokesman for the U.S. military operation. He added they are not able to identify who was behind the attack. No one has claimed responsibility, and the incident remains under investigation. Three Iraqi officials said that two of the rockets fell inside the U.S. Embassy compound, while another hit near the coalition base. The Democratic Party has added an 11th presidential debate taking place in Phoenix on Sunday, March 15th. The debate, hosted by CNN and Univision, is taking place 2 days before voters head to the primaries in Arizona, which is emerging as a battleground in 2020. Illinois, Ohio, and Florida also hold their nominating contest on March 17th. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump has now been snubbed by a Republican governor. With that story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Vermont's Republican governor is not endorsing President Trump's reelection bid, but is rather endorsing Bill Weld for the White House. Phil Scott says he thinks a lot of the former Massachusetts governor and of his platform. Vermont Republicans will be primary voting on March 3rd. Scott signaled last year he had concerns about President Trump's rhetoric and conduct in office and that he might endorse someone else. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg said he won't take lectures on family values from conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh, who suggested Americans wouldn't elect Buttigieg because he's been kissing his husband on stage after debates. Buttigieg said, "I love my husband. I'm faithful to my husband. On stage, we usually just go for a hug. And I'm certainly not going to take lectures on family values from the likes of Rush Limbaugh." This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Climate change activists stole the show on the opening day of London Fashion Week, stopping traffic with street protests as they demanded the cancellation of the British capital's five-day style extravaganza. Dozens of protesters from the Extinction Rebellion group drew attention and anger from drivers as they fired colorful smoke flares into the air and blocked busy intersections in central London. Some protesters wore gas masks and dresses made of chains, while others carried placards reading, "No fashion on a dead planet." The stakes are high when a major civic exercise involves a large population, new technology that has not been thoroughly tested, and an entire country waiting on the results. Just ask the organizers of the Iowa caucuses, which offered a cautionary tale on the technological woes that could befall a big political event. Some observers worry this year's census carries the same potential, except on an infinitely larger scale. The U.S. Census Bureau plans to try out a lot of new technology. It's the first of a once-in-a-decade census in which most people are being encouraged to answer questions via the Internet. Later in the process, census workers who knock on the doors of homes that have not responded will use smartphones and a new mobile app to relay those answers. A government watchdog agency, Census Bureau's Inspector General, and some lawmakers have grown concerned about whether the systems are ready for prime time. Most U.S. residents can start answering the questionnaire in March. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.